You Clanagale is Pavilion Shoish Altacher. My name is Robert Cuteen Carswell, Robert of Carslach.
Have I heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
And I'd like to welcome you to this bilingual programme, Clanagale. That includes the English language, as the Gois Jachachil, yes, and it also includes the Manx Gaelic, Chinyan Amera, the mother tongue of Elin Fanning, the Isle of Man. As Banach and Dhúrigh, in order to celebrate this time of year, we head for the obvious place in connection with it. Michaelmas, the Mass of St. Michael, naturally seems to draw us towards the parish and village of Kirkmichael. However, this was an important time throughout the island. The Yenom Cochle remishir a skil gyerish on a chlair shaw, a chadum I fech a gyer as fashion clash and cute. Maso shach and hidar and j skil en misich skil vrisha, lyorish americanach en misich Joe Giordano, a chadinum coreber blas americanach a chorer be, as a liam de vel shaw nusmoon and lye arn j maso, and el mishig at the bean arn amarn, de lure de lina and chlair and chacht and shaw chit, and she be nimage feathern mach. And we'll start with a song about Limerick. I don't know why, particularly Limerick, it just seemed to come up. This is a song written and performed by Dennis Allen, and it's called Limerick, You're My Lady. Tashu geishach rish radio vanning, stashu nanashun, skel yena wash dulish, Allen vanning.
Limerick, you're the lady, your Shannon waters, tears of joy that flow. The beauty that surrounds you, I take it with me, love, wherever I go. While waking in the arms of distant waters, a new day finds me far away from home. Then Limerick, you're my lady, the one true love that I have ever known. As children, you and I spent endless days of fun in winter snow or summer's golden sun. We fished in silver streams, the fabric of my dreams was fashioned by your loveliness, and so I have to say, Limerick, you're the lady, your Shannon waters, tears of joy that grow. The beauty that surrounds you, I take it with me, love, wherever I go. While waking in the arms of the distant waters, a new day finds me far away from home. Then Limerick, you're my lady, the one true love that I have ever known. The gift that time has made to travelers on their way, seeking out the beauty of our land. A shrine where children pray and bells ring out to say, thank God we're living just to feel the freedom of each day. Limerick, you're the lady, your Shannon waters, tears of joy that flow. The beauty that surrounds you, I take it with me, love, wherever I go. While waking in the arms of distant waters, a new day finds me far away from home. Then Limerick, you're my lady, the one true love that I have. While waking in the arms of distant waters, a new day finds me far away from home. Oh, Limerick, you're my lady, the one true love that I have ever known.
Dennis Allen and his song from a few years ago. Well, that's actually 30 years ago, to be honest. Limerick, You're My Lady. And there's a rather older song about Limerick a little later on as well. Well, let's turn first to J.J. Nean and the masterwork he first published in a series of six volumes in 1925 and 1926. And this is J.J. Nean's Place Names of the Isle of Man. Before moving on to the place names of each parish, he gives a bit of general information, and so we find. The parish of Kirkmichael is about 5.5 miles long from north to south, and 4 miles broad from east to west. It's bounded on the north by Balaff, on the south by Kirk German, on the east by Kirk Christ Lizaire, and on the west by the sea. The area of Kirkmichael is 8,771.724 acres. The village of Kirkmichael, he writes, is the largest agricultural village in the north. And he gives the Manx name of Kirkmichael village as Ballier Keel Vell, village of Michael's Church. Now, the Manx form of the name Michael seems to have been Mickle, and then slurred over to give Mill or Mel. Or perhaps it was Michael becoming Mile, as it seems to be in Páirgeas Caillte, the Manx paraphrase of Milton's Paradise Lost. Fabrizio's Mish, Shul Mach Rechelia Trevashens Secholesh. Van Falt Dryek Morlodanen, Chitrachelia Lesha Genedek, Son Sly Ernen Ebert Gus Oren Cho Vudius, as we Cororum Gul Mary Gus Chaglement the Jarn Gaildau. Craig, Vigre, Tacurumorum, Tacurum Orin, the Strepper Nai Miau Cheris. Lick me mach Osna Lyaur Mor Fregert. Scummer Leshen Hood Smooth the Line of Streppen Shaw. Ta was Scottish Sisyphus, Sai Clach Wurons Fordale. Rennie Roland a Sulianek. Velshen Mordincius a Corsed Error as Fewid of Ain. Wherein be Creedlach a Cordelem. On Sail Ginor, She Marawu Heen a Dint and Fesh Bunadach, Vel a Few Tanacht and Bio. Huggy a Kion Gusun Chow. Cravis and Brunus Eds. Cowds tawus merem, smite and veem. Rennie Munger. Cartesh, hun roan.
Os wyt ti am y mryson canu, cais dy stôl ag eistedd ar ni, ni y mryson a pan y bore, cyn y rod am i ti'r gore, fawd i'r al, rhaid i'r o, fawd i'r al, di reid i'r o. Mae gen i neo benillion, rif y glydd a'r ddolydd gleision, a phen mae bles er gen i'w ganu, gwnawn i ti a thgwmn i dewi. Fal di'r al, rai di'r o, fal di'r al, di'r ei di'r o. Gacw lind yn y dyffryn, llygau gwch a dan e mochyn, a dwi droed fel gwadan arad, fel tyddi a'n mae hi'n siarad.
Fal di'r al, rai di'r o, fal di'r al, di rai di'r o.
Tebyg yw dy lais di'n canu, i hyn fywch pan mo hi'n brefi, na i gyd all yn clepion cyfarth, wedi colli'r ffordd i'r biarth.
Fal di'r al, rai di'r o, fal di'r al, di rai di'r o.
Tebyg y dwy tir dyllian, o bren i bren bydd honno i hunan, a phob derin yn ei ffigol, tebyg iawn wyt i ddeu honno.
Fal di'r al, rai di'r o, fal di'r al, di rai di'r o.
Os tebyg y dwy fyr dyllian, sydd o bren,
Roedd yn ofer, roedd yn gyfed, roedd yn gwyl i'r gwlad i'n gweled, roedd yn yfed fel dyn gwirion, fe'i ofed fe'i ffiau ffaldion.
Fal di'r al, rai di'r o, fal di'r al, di rai di'r o. Os wyt ti am ymryson canu, cais dy sgol ag eistedd arni, mi ymryson am chan y bore, cyn yr rodd a fit i'r gore. Fal di'r al, rai di'r o, fal di'r al, di rai di'r o.
We caught up once again with Plethyn singing about a singing competition in that song, Ymryson Canu. Chaws fa sy'n siwl dwi'r ti. Liesach o fe'n un o studer ysmwcer eilach jay falsoon as Albert Camus. Chynod mynd sian o cwrmain bent yn rislau elia, ys lio'r eisiadw rachelia ta sy'n siadw nai niaw nias. Gen yr awmi jyn sigaf fy mi riw gulmeri. Eir ond co llonol, chyr awmi gyr i feg o'ch dy fe meris brisia. Se, fy eledec chaws dau as chaw mwy. Och fy mi cwr yndys mŵr yn anamec, as fy mi gyr i dy fod yn cwr leis chwys tiynid yn strep. Cawts fy mis ffag yn ei, chwilin tas bynnys ys fy hon, chydenc feg dy choch le ar y teil. Neu aish yn ys olyw, chyraw i ryw as cri. Sgysolwch ei draw yn imr cyffes cri ac emys, dyn nhw sws pyrtjen o'r draw yn eniach dyn ec er mae hon, chyt dy fe yn y slw. Laed yr aw, chyrenu corpeg daw tre rensyn mi jail. And so, Ballyakil Vale, the village of Michael's Church, and J.J. Neen states the obvious here, but then runs into the not-quite-so-obvious, perhaps, except to regular listeners of Clairnagale, with whom it'll be second nature by now. The patronal saint of the parish, he says, is St. Michael the Archangel, and the fair, one of the last surviving of Mag's fairs, is still held on Michaelmas Day, Lyle Michael, October the 10th, new style, but formerly on September the 29th, old style. So here we have the fair being held according to the old style calendar, as if the calendar reform hadn't taken place in 1752-53. However, as people became more familiar with the reformed calendar, they gave the new style date for old customs, including when they held fair days, but the Michaelmas fair wasn't really associated with the 10th of October, which is when they held it, but with September the 29th. However, they left in the 11 days that had been removed in that calendar reform. Well, we heard from Cruigan in Manx, Maggots in English, in Clairnegay last time, and there they were again jigging away on the Scottish small pipes and clarsach, driven on by the guitar. A siodd yw'r ddiar yw stasiwn yn asiwn Radio Fanning, a se Claire Negeil dyr y chlas yn cartnes, mis Robert Cytyn Carswell, Robert y Carslach.
Have you ever had tell of old Bobby Bob?
Well, J.J. Neen was writing back in 1925 when he said that the fair, one of the last surviving of Manx fairs, is still held. With the advent of the Agricultural Wages Act of 1942 and its regulations giving power to the Agricultural Wages Board to set minimum wages for agricultural labourers, the importance of the event as a hiring fair for them was pretty well lost. Of course, they weren't going to get a better bargain somewhere else because there were wages set. And anyway, conditions were abnormal by that time, with men being away on war work. But during and after the Second World War, the Kirkmickle Michaelmas Fair was observed, though generally the references to a number of people turning up more for the social aspect of a good chinwag and a bit of a drink as well, I think. Well, apart from anything else, Michaelmas Fair Day was set by the Agricultural Wages Regulations as an agricultural workers' holiday, and that was unless it was changed to a different day by mutual agreement. So there'd be a day off anyway to go and meet up with others on that day. As for Chingus a Chriam, Ginch Dow, the Rowan Suri Ein, Jitkus Jera. She ish, from a vian. As trer any fearach at the Rowy Scarab om. Remy Shan a Brastlin, Rishachtin. As Nasan me, Dinch me Braig, the Rowa Flugian a Worm. Ear Nish, Tammy Smullion, a Treshen, as. Tabi cremachion as near orm as mishtar mestich lorish an ach va micho leden the air che. As lorish a shigger as em spooterach mach michon beg in or. Skosoloche de lizen ver ninchji, de rawi sledden cart va a near hoyacht. Ach er en me. Chanishin nim gurgin, ger de jack kurs na bain ein der cochlein red. A slew menike was in Corsilia Echelia. Haish the unustuderis lie, as henke the vein a tourneur son Carton Dania, den unenus Americanach son Carton Dania ons Manhattan. Well, this is a song for dancing to from Brittany, and do you recognise it perhaps from the Breton Manx collaboration Nier Nesson? CD available now, but here are Claudine Flochig and Jan Vange Kemener to sing Arvegeline.
Violette,
Claudine Flochig and Jan Vange Kemener leading the way in the Breton song Ar Vejeling. Rishach Emem on Studeris Delal, who are me start les coloch ergedoil sinalion liaur. Rosh Madur me fair jane de aim chelvain smether ver you em on solumal neanem. Vashin yiskion finish liai bardach on soluscol york no. The Lurg, high podanjin the oil gener sogarach on spistro I delach, savalia beg chira Greenwich. Fami mahai, lorish brija. Chauds vashin gi gnocchi, hur mi mach na rau pecher beer lie savaeg. Fami treis jail de becher lodden eker mahon, a fodit. Ach, adur mi caurer bije shen. Rynchen cordiel dwi jail ons tashman as van goff savet, as rymmi sgriwyr yw mychiwlach napten bwrd rynni saistiach sa ffogadec. Liesyn fer chebl dy chorles tai, ach fam i jiddw mŵr jay corsilia y brysia, as charaw mi giri yn gaw dy darachu dy fein iaw llawr, as mis sai mi hun rawr rhwmbi. In the late 1940s and into the early 50s, there are newspaper reports that dwindling numbers of people attended the Kirkmickle Michaelmas Fair, that no real business was being done, particularly in terms of hiring agricultural labour for the coming agricultural year. The fair day was used as a chance to meet up with others and exchange gossip and so on, and then by the early to mid-1950s, there are reports of various bodies, amongst them the Celtic Congress, holding some sort of event that day, just to say that they were observing the Michaelmas Fair Day. However, certainly up to 1941, hiring of agricultural labour on the north took place in front of the Mitre Hotel, when the person hired would get an earnest of a shilling from the employer. Now, if they decided against taking up the offer after all, the money had to be returned by the start of the new agricultural year on the 12th of November. Otherwise, a contract had been formed and the worker had to take up that position for the year. Well, we go back to the first album by Moot now for this version of the Manx traditional song, Ushig Vegrai. Thank you. The Manx trio Moot, whose members are now exploring traditional and modern Manx material with the band Clash Boer. Whilst the hiring fair was going on in front of the Mitre, the fair itself was held in the fields behind the Mitre. And this is a description of the fair by a Kirk Michael man. He was born in 1873. I've seen two fields full of tents and stock at Michaelmas Fair. Just inside the gate, Pat Rice sold ropes and nets. Then, on the right, there were four and sometimes five tents selling beer and spirits. The row of tents in the centre of the field consisted of all kinds of cheapjacks, and on the left was Tommy Boswell, with his swings and shooting gallery, and a lot more games such as Penny in the Basin. One old custom that was prevalent was boys treating their girls to fairings. These generally were lozenges with printing on them, such as, "When's your night out?" They were the occasion of many a good joke. Some of the farmers would have 2 days on the spree at Michaelmas. Beer was tuppence a pint, and the best spirits threepence a glass. A great quantity of stock changed owners at this fair. Men er awi lal vegach pert the nostalgia forms on the lane sair ein. Esh, shen ma beche. Fa' mi cart a chos na tai. Tra henk eim fa'n rhain droch achar des gyr cheim an tai lias Bellevue. Rentori saiach e brisia can ei ffodd o fa'n tai bi as fi er na bwla da trom. Ren a tori gaid a pog a lawec, as hwyr fwyrn y tai lias a naptyn bwrd leis yn enym as nirwem er syffogad fyc, er nirwem er syffogad ac. Fan y perent yn ec marw, as chyrraw brer yn y siwr ec. Ren mi lymys diach sy'n gleis yn em as dim yn mi dy byw gys Manhattan. Fe is yn unod cyrrael yn. Gen y raw mi myfwndio di, Ren the fair leave a goil cyrraeil gi, cordeil dy ligadaw corsiliori, as gair mi ersyn stiach sy'n chamer. Hias mi chylirach as grenem ffagni. Fe gyn mior as yn eddinec bunas gynen, dy gorm as atich.
Thank you.
music from Cornwall, from Cornish hammered dulcimer player and whistle player. I think she took the opportunity to overdub there in the studio. That was Kerenza. Stasiun na nasiun, sinne yn eisio Radio Fanning. Dasiw geis diachrys Claire na Gael, cart na shmer yn pyn, Robert Cytyn Carswell, Robert a Carslach.
Did he ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
Dy dol tajimach fa mi genacht yn sgiach sy volgem, as fa mi gyr i sai sys. Ren mi corm mi hun lio'r isgoel greim jy sgelfel iabach, as for sore ledger to stu glenny kemagach to stroinem. Ren an fair ye, mill ye jail back as an chamber fergie. Lor me rish a ver she, henks a charbid ye as Mary. Durte, chrel pech enyach ve got, ach te jean the rowan sayach a air, gin tort draw low. Te ingnan rish as lodden cordy elia, salsich a machter any cag a noyager. Crech o trom ysdi gortet. Ren y fer li, sied y mach enl. Chybu fusain er yn taws dy haddi dyna inchinec, der y fusi dwsta. Fa mi bonus tilga. Sliawr fyr ffag ar fysias y taelius, le siachti yn dy herapi corbach, ren tanach dyn on morsor yn sach mwy. Sgerit herish fy'n lortysec. With the beer tents in the field, with the Mitre Hotel itself, and with other public houses in the village, and with a shilling earnest in the hand, there was some overindulgence on the day, and, as we've heard, some farmers made it a two-day spree. In front of the Mitre stands the old courthouse. There was originally a spiritual court building commissioned by Bishop Hildersley in 1766 on the site, but that was replaced in about 1831. Oswald's Guide for 1831 describes what we see today as being of recent construction. It may be to the design of the architect Thomas Brine. On the south end of the building, down towards Douglas Corner, is a small construction which was used as the lock-up, and known, as were other similar holding cells in the island, as the Black Hall. It was particularly busy on the night of the Michaelmas Fair, when some people had been overindulging, and they spent the night sleeping it off in the Black Hole there, before appearing before the court the next day. Well, now, we started with Limerick. As I say, I have no particular reason for choosing Limerick, just came across these two songs, and we're going back to Limerick now, and this time for a recording from 1934, by Seamus O'Doherty, with words by Michael Scanlon to a traditional air, and it's called Limerick is Beautiful.
Beautiful as everybody knows, and by the city of my heart a fountain shall flow. It sweeps down by the brave old town as pure in death and cold as when Sarsfield swept its icons from the walls of Garryon. Not for Limerick I sigh, I love her in my soul. Though times will change and friends will die and man will not control. No, not for a friend long passed away or a days forever flown. But that the maiden I adore is a sad in Garryon. Oh, she I love is beautiful and worldwide is her fame. She dwells down by the rushing tide and Ira is her name. and dearer than my very life, her glances are to me. The light that guides my weary soul across life's stormy sea. I loved her in my boyhood, and in my manhood noon. The vision of my life is still to dry thy tears around. I sing unto the tomb or dance beneath the gallows tree, to see her on the hills once more, proud, passionate, and free.
A recording from 1934, Limerick is Beautiful by Seamus O'Doherty. The association of the Michaelmas Fair with Kirkmickle is an obvious one, but it's not the only one. A fair was held in Castletown, but that seems to have fallen on dates between the 3rd and the 15th of October, rather than on the 10th of October, but it was the Michaelmas Fair. It was being held as late as the 15th of October in 1732 and 1733. The Castletown Michaelmas Fair is recorded in 1754 in the diary of a vicar of Santon. And there are records as well of the fair going on over a period of 2 or 3 days. This may have something to do with the keel, the chapel standing on St. Michael's Isle, Fort Island, which is just across the bay or a short walk out of town. John Feltham, in his tour through the Island of Man in 1797 and 1798, says a Michaelmas fair was held in Ballasalla, and again, comparative proximity to St. Michael's Chapel may be the reason for that. And these fairs may well have been used for, probably were, used as hiring agricultural labour on the south side, as the Kirkmichael Michaelmas Fair was on the north side.
Renni strug a cas, ne iai de dug ie ber folach a shennach, fe iere ve ori jynnu ima jay maj a shul. Gwi mi siach molach minia, a riftan ren gortach I, as hug me in foil or in peen, a rem me shadowware, the gin and scorleshy tie, lug vase a tie be. Tre hug na mer and she fesh nori, huggy dow kunta nyau vachtel jane tori, rau mi shigger, rau I rau gin kunyanek, na rau I geary nyach a hysteri, na rau I kyart a hysterio chaint. Son huishes for courage ex, the hun a lesh firelia, for Brisha Jane the Moor, de Vein the Lumican. Renny ride the horse na Lawance an Yeltus, no na Rawi giri gul back as an overek na de Chorshilia pecher be, der a tamier chowrl. Vaim ne em, the jig shen riu. Charawi giri mishta yinu fuster mur git de moe, och chadoddi tanacht an gin kuna. Now, this is a widely travelled tune collected here in the island. We heard a version of it fairly recently here, it telling of the Dogger Bank and coming into Great Grimsby. In Wales, though, the song tells of Bachgen Baco Dinker, a little slip of a tinker's lad. These are Arhuntus.
The dinker and managed a lad. Have your doors I thought, let my eating white and hard. And he louder thy are not. Any given box put together, any gig, a thanny drain with rocks. A vice, a twig, a ramps again. A puncher, a piper, a nick, a buck, a lime. And laddy, daddy, daddy. Hawk it out of chin. A butcher at a piper at a knickerbocker line. Katie and a bad at the pisser night a stain. Taro hay arnin a tan, hay dis wissen gain. I stood in a gong all in guy.
oes ar draws y lladd Ta'i nisodd o'r gloi o'r glân I gwren gyddio gwan
Gan boes ar twig ar ans y ce A boes ar y paip ar y nic a boc y lai Ladi, ladi, ladi,
o'r gyd ar y tren Boes ar y paip ar y nic a boc y lai Tinker mwyn, bechyn ar ei gefn a cherdyn dan ei drwyn Bachyn bach y dyn cer, ni wel yr anwlad I golled ar ei ôl, i'w wneud ei waith yn fad
Ar poes a twig ar ans y gen A potsiad ar y paipar ar y nic a poc y lain Ladi, 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 ladi,
hoced ar y tren Potsiad ar y paipar
And that's Welsh band Yr Hwntws. And the chorus shows clearly that that's the tune collected here in the Islanders. Jenny is all the go. The Knickerbocker line was apparently something in New York, a line of cable cars, what not cable cars, what are they called? Street cars. And elsewhere, as in the Isle of Man, Jenny is all the go, and the words collected with it are about a seafaring tradition, really. But in the Welsh tradition instead, it becomes about a little slip of a tinker's lad, bachgen bach o dinker. Mar so, vren mi recha da darach stiach, fair cereil stiach da reilchach, as hae mi le shiliori da chuliu lai, da yinu shiga da rawi da mai. As Shen Jera and Arn Shaw Jane Skeel, Marva Migre, Fuddy the Vel Shaw, Nismoon and Lye Arn Jane Skeel, as Fuddy the Bee and Arn and Marn, the Lure, the Lina and Clare and Chacht and Shaw Chitter, Marva Migre, Dimage Feather Mach, son Shen as Olu. Michaelmas was associated with another hiring fair, definitely a hiring fair, this time in Douglas. Newspaper reports from the late 50s and early 50s again report that people were still turning up to what had been the usual spot for the Michaelmas hiring fair in Douglas, and that was at the Adelphi Hotel. Now, the Adelphi Hotel stood on Upper Church Street, where there's now the Shaw's Brew car park, and the Adelphi was opposite the end of Nelson Street. So if you stand on Nelson Street and look towards the Shaw's Brew car park there, that's where the Adelphi Hotel once stood in Douglas. And this was the scene of the hiring fair, the Michaelmas fair, that was being held in Douglas. People still turning up for it, as I say, late 40s, early 50s. So the Michaelmas Fair, as we've heard then, was of importance throughout the island, not just in Kirkmichael. And Lel Vale, Lel Vile, St Michael's Day falls on the 29th of September, but the change of calendar led to the celebration being held on the 10th of October. And as we've heard, there was a bit of variation around that as well. And it was held in Castletown between something like the 3rd right up to the 15th of October. But it was still looked on as the Michaelmas Fair. So an important occasion in the Isle of Man, and seems to have been associated with the hiring of people, because of course the new agricultural year was coming up, starting on the 12th of November. As a sen tashinjit, a tashinajit, gus jera an irushaw, j clernigail. We'll close with music from some more young Scottish performers taking part in the Scoil Shuil na Gaeltacht, the National Centre of Excellence in Traditional Music, which is held at Plockton High School in Wester Ross. Ach shene was Clare Gael, masaw until the next time, this is Robert Katin Carswell, Robert a Carslach.
Oh, Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night, Eve. I'm a Crieriu, as Orserie, as me yeerian shared you, will you?